Okay, so we're just going to jump right into the first chapter. It's called Daikyu. First, we're going to read the author's notes, because, like, I don't want, like, I already told the author I'm going to read, like, their story on the podcast, so, like, I don't have to worry about all that. So, I just want to give, like, all the credit to them. I will put their, the link to their story in the description, and a link to their profile in the description if you guys want to, like, read it. I will warn you guys that this website is, like, you have to, like, translate the website if you want to read the web, the, the fanfic, so, like, not all the words are accurate, and, like, some words don't translate, so, like, I just want to warn you guys before you guys, like, get mad at me, like, A, why does none of this make sense? Not everyone is American, or speaks our language. So, I just want to warn you guys, and, let's jump right into the first chapter, to the author's notes, actually. Oops, how are you? So, I didn't wait for the comments, but I decided to bring the fanfic Lover Lust, that is from Katsudeku, or Bakudeku. This beautiful and wonderful couple that I love so. The first two chapters will tell the story of our dear main characters so that the story of truth will kind of start from the third chapter. Okay, I'll stop winding up. Good reading. Chapter 1, Deku. I just finished packing when I hear my cell phone ring. I already knew who it was from. Kachan. Hey, do you think I forgot? Good luck on your first day. After reading, I can't help smiling. And you don't... Oh my god, I can't talk. And you, do you think I forgot? I replied. Sorry. You know what? Let's just start this over. That's okay. So let's jump right into the first chapter. I wanted to read part of the author's notes because, like, the first part of the notes, like, doesn't really matter. The first two chapters will tell the story of our dear main characters. So the story of truth will kind of start from the third chapter. So, like, this is just the beginning of the story. So, like, yeah. Chapter 1, Deku. I was just finishing packing when I hear my cell phone ring. I already knew who it was. Kachan. Hey, you think I forgot? Good luck on your first day. After reading, I can't help smiling. And you think I forgot? I replied. Kachan and I met in the game. We have exchanged messages since then. We don't know each other's real name. I know him as Kachan. He knows me as Deku. Oh, what lack of education. I didn't even introduce myself. Well, my name is Midori Izuku, but you can call me Deku. It was a nickname I got when I was little, but I don't remember who gave me the nickname. I just remember we were very, very close, and would be to see if I had become gay because of this friend of mine. I mean, it was a long time ago when I was eight, so I should have gotten over 10 years later, is it not? Breathe. Okay. I do not know what you're talking about. Are you really going to play dumb? He didn't answer. Happy birthday, Kachan. I know you don't like your birthday, but it's still a special day. Do you intend to celebrate with me? Sure, even if we end up playing all night. For us, celebrating means playing. Very well, I will donate you. Izuku, you will be late. I need to go now. My mother's calling me, and she is screaming because if there is anyone... Wait. Let's read that sentence back, okay? I'm sorry. Like, I'm not good at reading, okay? So this is going to take a while to get used to. I need to go now. My mother's calling me, and she is screaming because there is someone here who is going to donate someone. It will be me. Okay. Is what we will see. I turned off my cell phone and went to the kitchen with my suitcase. You better go sooner, you'll be late, my mom said, looking at me a little worried. Are you sure that's what you want to do? Mother, we've had this conversation before. You know this is my dream. Right then, right then. Go before, oh my god. I don't want to start this over. This will be the third time, so I'm not. Then go right before I change my mind about letting you go. She doesn't really like goodbyes. Okay, I'm going, I replied, giving her a kiss on the cheek, giving her a kiss on the forehead, and walking to the doors afterward. I'll see you at the weekend, I said, already leaving the house. You probably don't understand anything, do you? Okay, brief summary. In our world, people started developing powers. We call that individualities. I was born without an individuality, but I received All Might's number one. I perceived All Might's number one superhero and symbol of peace, or used to be, after he fought against villain and he ended up dying. At least the villain was contained in the Tartar prison. It's a prison for most dangerous villains. Anyways, the reason why I'm leaving home is because I want to, because I'm on my way to the largest university of superheroes in the world, the UA. My dream is to become a number one superhero and save people to smile, as All Might did. Ooh, time jump. 30 minutes later. Ooh. I have zero clue why I did that. Don't at me. I finally arrived, but I still don't understand why they asked for us to come on Saturday. Crazy brunch. I better get my dorm number so I don't need to carry this bag around. Time jump. Ooh, again, because I'm lazy. I did not write this. Okay, my room number is beep, beep, beep. This one. Who is my roommate? Hello, is anyone there? I speak as I enter the dorm and turn on the lights. Apparently, there is no one. I think I'm alone. I find out where my room is. This place is almost bigger than my house. I explore in each corner of the dorm and, well, headphone users, turn your headphones down. Please. There is only one room with one double bed. Okay, you guys are good. You can turn it back up. Not that I'm complaining, but it was said that there would be two people in each dorm. So I thought that I would have more than one room. But if two people are really going to stay in here, does that mean we'll have to sleep in the same bed? And I have a bad habit of hugging, and I can't achieve while I sleep. Will it be a boy or a girl? Probably a boy, since they organized by sex. Ah, why did I have to be gay? What if it's a boy we have to sleep together and he thinks I'm hitting on him? Will he give shit to my side? I was brought back by my thoughts when I heard the bathroom door open. A very muscular blonde boy wearing a towel from the waist down came out. Hadn't I looked in the bathroom? Where did this extremely sexy and hot creature come from? Hey, I know I'm cute, but you don't have to face me so much. The boy said. The boy spoke with a sly and mask. Pronounce the word. I can't. And we'll just say sexy smile. And then I went back to Earth. What? That's when I suddenly realized I was drooling and my face was hotter than ever. He laughed at me when I woke up. And what a laugh. I think my face got redder than his eyes. Are you okay? His face is very red. His voice was deep and soft at the same time. Honestly, he's a piece of bad road or the devil himself. But if this is hell, I don't want to leave. What? What did you say? I think I spoke too loudly. Please put some clothes on, I say. I almost can't stand myself anymore. The last time I saw a boy in front of me was when I was a child and I didn't understand anything. Wow, you seem to be enjoying the view. This guy really is the devil himself. He said that by increasing the malice in his smile and lowering his towel a little, Do you want to have a full view? My whole body got hot and I didn't know what to do. I just ran out and slammed the door screaming, I'll let you change. Then I heard his laughter again, but this time more muffled since I was running as far as possible from the room. I stopped when I arrived in the living room and threw myself on the sofa. Where did I get into? I know. I need to practice on reading aloud. Okay, guys? Don't at me. Okay. Well, that's the end of chapter one. I'll read chapter two to you guys tomorrow. That's it. If you guys have any tips, like, or anything that, like, I should use, don't be afraid to comment. So, yeah.